So I'm really impressed. Everybody seems very settled. Although I'm aware that we can look settled on the outside and maybe not feel quite so settled on the inside. We'll do some walking meditation in a minute, but I just thought, you know, to give an opportunity if there were any quick questions, anything anybody is unsure about, that we can clarify right now. Okay, for those who didn't hear, question was, should we count the steps when we're doing walking meditation? And just, what is your name?
Samantha.
Samantha. She was asking, because her mind tends to go into counting automatically. Doesn't really matter. It's not a prerequisite. It's not something that you have to do. But if you, you know, you can notice if your mind, you don't want to do it. Yes. Yes. Well, that's an interesting thing to notice about the mind, because we tend to think that we choose what we think, but sometimes thinking happens. And so that's an insight. You've noticed something very important. Ways of counteracting that. If you maybe just put more attention into your feet. And what I always say with walking meditation, that the feet are very good to focus on because they're a very long way from the head. So if you can just quite consciously bring the awareness to the feet as you put the foot down, that will probably help. And you may find that the thinking, the counting starts again. So you just, you know, keep coming back to the feet. And you can play around with that. It's quite fun. I like to just focus on the foot that's touching the ground. You know, so as you walk, you're just aware of the one that's actually touching the ground. And then you can focus on both feet, or you can focus on the foot that's up in the air. And just notice how that feels. Just, you know, play around a little bit with your mind, because I think, you know, at first on a retreat like this, the mind is used to being very occupied with all kinds of things. And so it tends to get caught up in obsessive thinking of one kind or another, just because that's what it's used to. So you can give it something else to pay attention to. To directing the awareness to the feet or the body or, yeah. I mean, I usually find myself, I count, you know, first to sort of get an idea of the length of the path. And then my mind will happily go on counting unless I make the effort to. Yes. That's right, it just counts, doesn't it? Some people's minds just worry or get into regret or... And it, as I said, it's a really useful thing to notice. Yeah. Nothing wrong, nothing to worry about. It's just interesting. And to try to counterbalance it by putting the attention onto something else. Yeah. Time for one more little concern, if there are any.
When I was standing for meditation, little by little, in a few minutes, my head started feeling dizzy.
Yeah.
Sat down.
Yeah.
So, like, sort of, is it something I should try? Just get practice a bit more and then get used to standing meditation, or I shouldn't bother? Does it happen in first few minutes that quickly I sat down?
Well, it may have been just, it was a bit warm for you in here. I mean, you can try different things without sitting down. You can try just moving your legs a little bit. You know, I mentioned about sort of bouncing up and down with your, if you have your knees a little bit bent, that helps the circulation. You can try just bending over for a minute, just so that the air, the blood goes into your head. You probably notice it's different from time to time. Sometimes just the kind of strangeness of it, you know, if you've been sitting down and then stand up, you know, your blood pressure can go rather low and then you feel a bit dizzy. But when you think about it, you probably stand a lot during the day. I mean, I don't expect you felt dizzy standing in the food queue.
Yeah.
But
standing still, I realize I rarely do, and I don't remember when last time I would have stand still.
Really?
And not move about a little or not hold anything. So that was, I think, was something. I felt that I don't remember when I stand still without holding anything or without moving about, like not doing anything.
Well, you don't have to do standing meditation, but it, you know, as I said, it's a useful practice to carry over into everyday life. And you can also kind of, you know, when you're doing the walking practice, you know, take a little bit longer from time to time standing. In fact, in one of Ajahn Chah's teachings, I noticed that he recommended, you know, if the mind is very wandering a lot in walking meditation, to actually stand still until the mind actually collects again. You know, there's something else that you can try. Yeah.
Do we have to? One question that lady asked, I was going to ask, like, do we have to meditate in all these positions that you were telling us? For example, one thing that I wanted to ask was like, do we have to do the standing meditation? You answered that question. And today, I felt that after I was walking,
if you're tired, if you're unwell, if you need to rest, that's fine. If it's just that you're a little bit bored and think of something more interesting that you'd like to do, or perhaps you'd like a cup of tea, then it's quite good just to continue anyway. It's a difficult one to get. I mean, I always think of walking meditation as an acquired taste. But once you've acquired it, it's a really, really precious, useful thing to be able to do.
Usually I like it.
Yes.
And I think now, I think I've got quite into sitting.
Yes.
Sort of a feeling that I don't want to change it.
I know. It can be very nice to sit, you know, and if the mind is a little bit peaceful, you really don't want to walk. I remember the first retreat I did with Ajahn Sumedho. We'd be sitting and then he'd ring the bell and he'd beam at us and say, now time to go and do walking meditation. And I get really upset with him.
Don't get upset with
me. Not yet. I'd really strongly encourage to keep with the walking if you can. And it's interesting just to contemplate, as I think I said it earlier, that walking meditation in itself is actually relatively neutral. I mean, if it's very cold or you've got some kind of pain in your foot or your knees or something, then it can be unpleasant. But it's not really particularly pleasant or particularly unpleasant. And just to notice what the mind makes of it. You know, when you start off, you might feel quite happy, quite interested and be going along nicely. And then after a while, you think, oh my goodness, when's it ever going to end? And a sort of feeling of waiting for the bell. And then just notice that that's actually a way that we create suffering for ourselves. You know, we've moved away from the present moment. We've moved away from this step, from breathing the air and enjoying that, to when's it going to end? Leaning into the future. You know, we're no longer like taking refuge in Dhamma. We're taking refuge in an idea of something that's going to be better. And I always think it's very funny, like I notice in my own mind on retreats, you know, how I can get really impatient to get to the end of the walking practice. And then think, well, what's going to happen then? I'm going to come back and sit some more and wait for the end of the sit. And just this tendency to be always leaning into the future, you know, waiting for the next thing. A kind of impatience So just to consider, well, can I be really patient with this? You know, so this retreat is not just about developing very strong samadhi or having a nice time in our meditation. It's also about developing really important qualities, like the paramitas. So, you know, cultivating patience and endurance and equanimity and kindness. And
yeah, you open a new way of looking at it too. Thank you.
Okay, so, yes?
The last one, maybe, for walking meditation.
Yeah.
From this area. I'm interested about when I look in a few meters in front of my walking, gazing, and then my spacious awareness is very strong, so I'm looking around. Is that including the moment now, or it's to be avoided?
Well, I think you can notice that for yourself. I mean, I think if you're just looking around, aware of the space around you, that's mindfulness. That's aware of what's happening here and now. If you're looking around and you see a tree and you think, oh my goodness, leaves are coming on that tree. Well, what kind of tree is it? Oh, it's an oak. And start getting into proliferation. You know, if you start if it triggers a lot of thinking, then, that's leading you away from the present moment. So just noticing is one thing, and then adding on to what you notice is taking you away.
It's quite opposite with me, my case, because I've been trained as a gymnast, so walking on the beam was my primary goal to go to many years. So the spacious awareness was something to avoid.
Oh, right, yes.
And I feel that I need to look around to focus on the path.
I mean, it's absolutely fine. You can look around. And I think the thing that I really would like to emphasize is just noticing when you're present. And noticing when the mind has pulled you into the past or into the future, which it can do in all kinds of ways. You know, and it happens very subtly, it just suddenly slips away, and you suddenly realize that you're not present. So when you notice that that has happened, then just come back. And whether it's the sort of space around you that you use as a focus, or the body itself, the feet touching the ground, the breath, fragrance in the air, you know, whatever it is, something happening here now, you know, that's when we're with Dhamma in the present. Okay, we'll have a proper question and answer session tomorrow, but I just wanted to give people an opportunity, if there were pressing concerns, to let me know about them so I could make some response. So it's now 25 past four, so maybe if we have the bell at 5. Thank you very much, Warada. And then we have, looking into the future, there'll be time for a cup of tea, and then somebody is coming to lead a session, a Tai Chi session, in the Bodhinyana Hall, that's next door to this hall, between 6 and 7. And if you have your own practice, Tai Chi, yoga, whatever, you're very welcome to use that time to do a bit of stretching, move around a bit. And then we'll gather here at 7:30 for the evening puja, meditation and Dhamma talk. So...